Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Well, it appears we had a little technical difficulty on Blog Talk. good evening, everybody. You're listening to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is Monday, June 16th, 2008. I'm your host, Jennifer. As always, our call-in number is 347-945-5423. Please log on to our chat room and don't forget to rate our show after we are done tonight. So I would like to say hello to both of my girls that were here and now they're back, Desi and Joanne.
Hello.
Hey, guys. So, well, I'm very excited about our guest tonight, being the American Idol fan that I am. So he's actually our first singer that we've had on the show. And, he was on this past season of American Idol. And I think that he should have made it to the top 12. And gosh, what is wrong with you, America? Well, please welcome Robbie Gerico. Robbie?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited that you are on our show.
Oh, well, thank you for asking.
American Idol was a... The auditions were a nice surprise for me this year because when you auditioned, I was like, he looks so familiar. And then I was like, wow, wait, Boys and Girls United. And so that's what I remembered you from. Because I was so familiar. So, but that was, you were like 15, right?
Yeah, 16.
Mm-hmm.
16 till I was about 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually saw you guys when you were, because you guys toured with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when
Where'd you see it?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
But, I mean, is it where in your hometown, or was it your...
Yeah, it was like, yeah, because, I live in New York, so...
Oh, okay, was it the Hammerstein Ballroom?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so,
yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days. Not anymore.
Yes, now you're. I love the rock genre of music. So,
very good.
And I loved your because I listened to your songs on MySpace, and I love Never Forgotten.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, that's just like I was listening to it. I was like, wow. I wish we could download this one.
Well, that one's very, that's very soon to happen. I'm working with a site called Snowcap, and I'm going to be putting them up for download once, you know, my site just got finished, robbiecarico.com, and that's up and running, and we're getting ready to post those on the MySpace page and my website.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw the website was done, and I went through it, and I saw very cool stuff on there.
Oh,
I was like, ooh, I got nice new Robbie wallpaper.
Did you see the picture of my dad and I?
Yes, I saw that.
That was like a little behind-the-scenes thing. We had a photo shoot, and he was bringing me my guitar, and he was standing in the picture, and Brooke Pfeiffer was the one that did the photos. And she was like, oh, stand right there, and took a picture of it. And it turned out really cool, so glad I had my dad in one of those pictures.
Yes, definitely. I was waiting because I know that the website was under construction for a long time, and I was like, "Come on, man, let's go with this."
Yeah, trust me, I was the same way. They were making sure that you know everything was okay with you know the show of some of the things that I was putting up and some of the things that are going to be put up. So it was in limbo for a little bit, and now it's up and running.
Yes, and you are doing some tour dates.
Yes, I have one coming up on July 4th at Silver Springs. It's kind of, I think it is Ocala, Florida. And it's with Bo Bice, and him and I are going to be performing out there.
I still wish that I was in Florida because I love Bo Bice.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a real, real nice guy.
Yeah, so he's like, because I said before when we started the show, I'm a big American Idol fan, so I've watched all the seasons, so I was like, wow, two of my favorite rockers are going to be in Florida, and I'm here in New York. This is not fair.
Aw. Yeah, that's, I feel so bad because I honestly never really watched American Idol. it was kind of horrible. I mean, I felt so bad, but I'd seen 4 or 5 episodes, and it was usually, you know, some of the beginnings and some of the ends. The end was my favorite. You got to see, you know, the talent that had, you know, fought through the whole process and got there at the very end. And going into it, I never really knew what was going to happen, what was going on, like going into Hollywood Week. And I had to keep asking, you know, okay, what's going on? And, you know, all the other people saying, okay, this happens and this happens. And I was like, oh, okay. But it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, because I was voting for you. I was definitely voting for you. I was like, what is wrong with America? I don't understand. But voting process, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of that. I was like, does America really, really choose? But but did you make some friends, like, from your own show? You
absolutely.
Still keep in touch?
Well, Dave, oh, definitely. Dave Cook was my roommate, funny enough. Luke Menard, and mm-hmm. pretty much the group of us was Michael Johns, Carly Smithson, and Luke Menard, Jason Yeager, and myself, mm-hmm. and Dave Cook, and we all would hang out together.
That's awesome. So, your album, when can we expect for that to come out?
Oh, probably sooner than I wish it would be right now, but I'm in the process of writing. I've been writing like crazy, and I got a lot of different really cool things. And that's just mainly the big part right now is just, for me, is writing, trying to get the album the way I want it, you know. Mm-hmm. I really want it to be good and for the people to like it. And I think some people are a little surprised about what I've come out with compared to, I guess, probably what they expected me to come mm-hmm. out with. And, you know, it just so happens that the ballads came out first. Mm-hmm. I went to Santa Barbara, California, and worked with J.R. Richards from the band Dishwalla.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at their place for about 9 days recording and writing. And he's really good at, you know, ballads and power ballads, and it just kind of happened that way. And everybody's like, are you going to be just slow songs, or are you going to have some ballad stuff? And I'm like, no, I'm actually more of the up-tempo songs and the heavier stuff. And it just so happens that came out.
So do you just, like, you just go and you just kind of, like, write the songs, or, like, where they, do they come from, personal experiences, or just
Yeah. well, I mean, you know, some things, you know, it's, I've done them both ways. You know, I've mm-hmm. gone and written a song about somebody else's story. You know, one of my friends have, you know, mm-hmm. they've had a situation, and I'll write about that because it could seem like a lot of people have gone through something like that. And I think people go to songs, you know, during an emotional time, or, you know, you listen to a song when you're happy, when, you know, it makes you happy, or when you're sad, sometimes you go in and put in a sad song just to kind of wallow in it, I guess. But it's main, like, Just Mistaken was, I wrote that when I was 18, and I was actually in New York, and I was walking down the sidewalk, as everybody does in New York, and it started pouring the rain, from sunshine to just pouring the rain. And a bunch of us ran and huddled under one of these awnings on the sidewalk, and this girl came up, and she was standing next to me, and I was just like, oh, my God. The girl was beautiful, and I just kept sitting there staring at her, and it was only, you know, it rained for about 20, 30 seconds, and then let up, and everybody started walking on. So it was maybe a year later, I wrote that song about, you know, what if, you know, you find that person that you're just kind of taken by, and, you know, you didn't say anything, and you wonder what could have happened, you know, if you did, if you two would have got together and you'd have been that perfect mate kind of thing. So that's kind of where that one came from. And Never Forgotten was about my girlfriend and I first getting together, and then she went off to college, at Florida State, and I went away, and you know, I was out here beating the streets performing, and then she ended up coming back, and we started hanging out again and ended up dating. So it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm gone all the time performing, and just so she knows it, she's never forgotten. So that's where that came from.
That's very sweet.
Aww.
Well, what artists have influenced you?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I listen to, everything, all the way from Andrea Bocelli and Pavarotti and Mozart. I mean, I love classical music. It's very interesting. I would love to create something like that, you know, like a classical piece of just instruments, but all the way to Slipknot. I mean, I love Shinedown, Seven Dust, you know, Metallica, AC/DC, you know, all those different kinds of bands, which then again, I listen to country and not so much on rap. You know, there's some songs I appreciate the writer because, you know, some of those songs are just really lyrically very, very good, but I'm just not really into that kind of music. But I'm pretty much well-rounded with everything, I would say.
Yeah, see, Desiree, see, he listens to country. That's your type of music.
Woo-hoo!
That's my co-host, Desiree.
I lost you for a second. What?
Oh.
I lost you for a second. What'd you say?
My co-host, Desiree, she's a big country fan, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
I'll see you like country, huh?
Yes, I do.
I'm from West Virginia, so it's in my roots.
Yeah, I was born in Kentucky, so.
Oh, my girlfriend's from Pikeville.
Yeah, I was born in Millsburg, Kentucky. But I've been out in California since I was two, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
did you know Patsy Cline's my cousin?
No way.
Yeah, on my mom's side of the family.
Oh, neat.
So I guess plus my mom has an amazing voice. She's such a beautiful singer, and she kind of reminds me of Patsy Cline. And I guess that's probably where I get that from. My dad says it definitely doesn't come from him.
Well, my non-talent comes from both sides of my family, so.
The non-talent from both sides? Well, you've got a talent. You do radio. You're DJ.
Yeah, this is I like interviewing people. It's fun.
Oh, so it's, you could
get to know more about the person and bring them closer to their fans and stuff like that. So.
Oh, very cool. Yes, you're good. You seem good with questions.
Be prepared. Always be prepared. First rule of radio, always be prepared.
Oh, that's it. Oh, you got it.
So, I love to go to concerts. I'm a huge concert goer. What was the first concert that you ever went to?
The Doobie Brothers.
Really?
How old was I? Must have been about 7 years old, mm-hmm. 8 years old. And we went to a fair, and my dad was a big Doobie Brothers fan, and we went to this fair, and we saw that the Doobie Brothers were playing, and my dad was like, "You want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, definitely, I want to go." And so we went in, got tickets, and we're standing in there. And if you know anything about the Doobie Brothers following crowd, they're all into, you know, God knows what. So we're standing at the back in the far corner. My dad had his arm around me really tightly because so many. Everybody was drunk, and they're all, like, walking around, and, you know, but my dad wanted to experience actually going to the concert because we had spent so many, you know, rides in the car and, you know, cranking the Doobie Brothers and singing along with it, and so we got to hang out at one of those, but, yeah, that was my first concert I ever went to.
Well, I don't even remember I don't know which concert I went to first that came first, but one of my most favorite concerts that I went to, and I asked my dad for years, I was like, we have to go to a Rolling Stones concert.
Oh, yeah.
So we ended up going. They were playing. This is probably about, oh gosh, I want to say this is probably about either 2001 or 2002. They were playing The Garden, and my dad was like, okay, how much do you have to pay for seats? Just go get the best seats. So we got, like, lower level at The Garden and watched The Stones.
Oh, my God.
We were like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
Yeah, so we got to go to, they were pretty much, this was like the most laid-back concert that I ever went to. They let us go down by the stage.
Wow.
Run around. I was like, wow, for Madison Square Garden, this is, pretty lean. Because they're very strict at Madison Square Garden, actually.
Oh, I know. Well, how old were you?
Oh, I was like 22 or something like that.
Oh, so you could appreciate it at that age.
Oh, yeah, I went there because I had actually been asking for the time that I was little, but Dad was like, no, you don't want to appreciate it now until you're older and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, when I got old enough, I was like, okay, am I old enough now? Can we go before they don't tour anymore?
Right. Before they collapse, can we please go to one of the shows?
Before they go out with their walkers and come out and like. But exactly. But I'm going to take a caller right now.
Okay.
So I know who this is. This is Margie.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. You are on with Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Margie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. What are you doing?
Sitting here listening to the interview.
Oh, how's it going?
Not bad. Just
not bad? Well, let's see. Do you have any questions? Anything you'd like to know?
Yes. I heard you play guitar. Are you self-taught or did you have lessons?
Self-taught. I wish I had lessons. It'd probably gone a lot faster, but I'm self-taught. I'm just picking it up myself.
Awesome. And are you coming to New York anytime soon?
I'm not sure at this point, but definitely in the future, I would definitely love to go. I'd love to New York. I think it'd be kind of a, well, I guess if you grew up there, you kind of get used to it, but it's such a crazy place to live. I mean, there's so much going on, but you can go out at any hour of the night and do pretty much anything you want. That's
yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we live. Me and Margie live pretty close to each other, so we go and we do all those crazy things.
Nice.
Born in Florida. Go ahead.
What's that?
Oh yeah, that's right. You were born in Florida.
So yeah.
Me?
Margie was born in Florida.
Tampa.
Oh, where in Florida? Tampa?
Yeah.
Oh, Tampa's nice. That's about 3 hours north.
Oh, okay.
I live in Melbourne.
Okay. No, it's been there a couple times.
Yeah, I lived probably 5 minutes from Melbourne Beach.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Margie.
Thank you, Robbie.
No, thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
Bye. Hey, we actually have another caller from my area code. We have 718. You're on the line with Robbie. Hello? Oh, we have lost caller 718. Blog Talk Network has been having some issues. we had an interview the other night, and I couldn't see the switchboard, and it was...
It was crazy.
It was not fun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was... We had, like, the switchboard. The busier it gets, the more that it goes down. It was interesting. But actually, I do a segment for all of our shows. It is called Favorites. And it's 10 questions about your favorite things. And let's see how Robbie does with this.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
All right. Your favorite color?
Blue.
Your favorite animal?
Dogs.
Your favorite movie?
Ooh.
This is where everybody gets stumped.
Because there's so many.
Exactly.
I have no idea. Cannonball Run. That's a good one. Not too many people would probably say that.
I haven't seen. I actually even heard. Haven't even heard of it. Who's in it?
You haven't heard of Cannonball Run?
No, I haven't. I'm not a movie person.
Oh my gosh!
Check it out. I feel like it's about the racing from New York to California, and the first person there wins. And there's some crazy cars. There's a bunch of really, really nice cars. One in particular, my favorite, is a Lamborghini Countach. And in the beginning, it's red. And they're driving through, and, you know, they get chased by the cops and everything. And it's two girls driving it. And they pull over into this car wash area because they're being chased by the cops, and they wash it. And the car goes, it washes the red off, and it goes to white. So now it's a white Lamborghini, and they, I guess, they won't figure that out, you know. So then they have one car that it's almost like it's wrapped in wallpaper, and as they're driving down the road, they're hanging outside the car, peeling the different layers off to make it look like a different car so they don't get chased anymore. I mean, it's pretty comical. It's an older movie, and there's two of them.
I'm going to have to rent that movie now. Sounds like fun. Because I'm just not like... Desiree will tell you, I'm, like, not a big movie person. She's like, I just went to go see this movie. I'm like, okay. I'm more of a music person. What can I say?
I like movies.
Oh, see, I love going out and partying and all that. But to me, I'd love to come home, watch a movie. I mean, I love watching movies. So
yeah.
It's very relaxing after some of
it
my
is.
Days.
It really is.
Okay. What about your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I have to say, probably, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I mean, what's so funny about that is, you know, my girlfriend and I will watch that show all the time, and then I went to California for American Idol, and we did a press junket where there's like 60 interviews for the day, and it was a bunch of different stars. Kelsey Grammer was there. The guy from Prison Break was there. What's that guy's name? It was on 90210, Brian Austin Green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And and then there was Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader kids, all the students. And they all came in, and they were so excited that American Idol people were there, and they came up getting autographs, and I was so excited to meet them. I was like, it's so cool. I watch you all the time. And they're like, me too. Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, I know a couple of people I want to get on that show.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, some of my friends would be very interesting and comical to be on that show.
Well, I would love it because it's like my dad and I watching Jeopardy, which would probably be number two. And we sit there and we battle it out playing. I love trivia.
Me and my dad do that too, but my dad gets like every single question right. I'm like, how do you know these things?
I tell my dad, I'm like, you should go on this show.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is super intelligent. He's ridiculously intelligent. And I'm like, go on this show, because he knows all the questions. I've failed to see a show that he doesn't know 80% of that show. And he's like, well, I'll get on there, and they'll have categories that I don't know. And I'm like, there hasn't been one yet.
I know. My dad does the same thing, and he'll go for Final Jeopardy. He's like, okay, what is the question? No. What is, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't even understand the question, okay? and he gets it right. Exactly.
Oh, that drives me insane because he'll read it really fast and grab the answer and he'll shout it out before Alex is done reading the question. I'm like, that's not fair. You're reading it before I get a chance.
I know. So. I was like, I want a minute head start, just lose a couple of seconds head start to read the question. Yeah, my dad does the same thing.
So I need to write your answer down and raise your hand.
Okay, so what about your favorite actor and actress?
Favorite actor and actress. Favorite actor would have to be Jim Carrey. Because, I mean, I love all his movies. He's just hilarious. Favorite actress. I'm trying not to choose on looks. oh, gosh. That's a good question. Okay, I'm probably going to have to go with Jessica Alba. I had to go with both.
Well, Des, I think this is one of the first people that we've interviewed that hasn't said Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, I know.
Everybody says Meryl Streep. I think it's so funny. I mean, not that that is a
wow.
very good answer, and she's
great
very
answer.
Talented, but everybody just says it, and it's just so funny.
Meryl Streep, I just would have never.
Everybody just says, like, you know what, Meryl Streep. And I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to answer this. I'm not just going to ask this question anymore. That's it.
That question is stricken from the record.
Okay, what about your favorite book?
My favorite book, Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh my God, I was just thinking in my head. I thought that's just the weirdest thing. I was just thinking, Green Eggs and Ham. I love that book. That would be my favorite, too.
I happen to prefer If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. That was my favorite book as a child.
I will not eat them with a fox. I will not eat them with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. That's classic writing right there. Thank you.
It is. You know what? I mean, it's as simple as it is. That's very good writing, though.
I mean, come on, house, God. Mouse, I will not eat them in the house, I will not eat them with a mouse. Come on, that's great stuff right there.
And didn't they do the movie, too? Did they do Green Eggs and Ham, or was it just like a Dr. Seuss-type movie?
It was Dr. Seuss kind of I think it was just a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember that as a child, too. I remember more from my childhood than I do what I did yesterday or something. I don't know.
Well, that's me, too. Long-term memory, I'm great at. Short-term memory, I mean, I can't even remember what I wore today.
Yeah, it's like, what happened today? What did we do? Like, we watched the Yankees game yesterday. Oh, yeah, we did.
How'd they do?
They won.
Go figure.
They were playing against the Astros, so no competition there. So
yeah.
Sorry for anybody who's listening that's an Astro fan, but come on, let's just face facts. 13-0, let's face facts.
Yeah.
What about your favorite vacation spot?
The middle of nowhere would have to be my favorite vacation spot. Anywhere that is, that's where I would love to be.
About your favorite childhood toy?
I had this toy. I don't remember exactly what the name was. Of course, I still don't have it because I destroyed everything that I had at that age. I think that's kind of why my nickname was Bam Bam growing up, because I just destroyed everything.
Mine was Pebbles.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, because of my hair.
Aw. This thing was, it was a truck, but it had like 20 wheels on each side, and it looked like a caterpillar. It was about 2 feet long, and it was red. And you turned it on, and you couldn't steer it or anything. You just flip a switch, and it would move. But it would crawl up a stack of books. I mean, it would crawl up anything, and I took that thing through the sandbox and on the backyard and the snow. I mean, I had that thing everywhere.
I think I know what you're talking about. It was kind of like claws that would come out of the wheels, right? Is that what you're talking about? And it would kind of just like climb over anything?
No, it didn't have claws. It was just little round rubber wheels. Ooh. But it was about 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looked like a caterpillar. And it might have been called Caterpillar. I don't know, but It was awesome. And to this day, you know, when I'm looking back on all these old toys from back in the day, and I'm like, oh, man, I wish I still had that thing. It was so much fun.
I know, and it's so funny, like, thinking about, like, the old toys, like, from Natasha and everything, there's actually a website that I like to go to. It's called retrojunk.com, and it has old, like, TV clips and commercials from the 80s and stuff. It has, like, the old Domino's pizza commercials with the noise and everything like that. It has the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all this other fun stuff on there.
I like Munchie Cheese.
You like what?
I like the Munchie Cheese. It was like the 80s. There were little monkeys. They were really stuck their thumbs. I love Munchie Cheese.
That's awesome.
For some odd reason, there was a show that we used to watch when I was little. It was a whole group of kids, and after school we used to come home and we used to, you know, watch TV. Our parents would just be like, here, just watch some TV. You know, like, leave them alone. So we used to watch this show called The Popples.
Oh, I remember The Popples.
And they were toys, too. They were just, like, little things. They looked like, in, like, little pouches, and you just pop them out, and they were, like, little furry things.
Yeah, pouches, yeah.
Sorry. Wait, couldn't you turn them inside out?
Yes,
yeah.
Good.
I think my sister had one of those.
Yeah.
Because that was like one of her favorite toys, and I used to hide it from her. Oh man, I think I remember they had a little pouch, and you could take the pouch and turn it, flip it up over it.
Yep,
I remember that.
And they have like the long tail with like a little fuzzy ball at the end of their tail. Yeah. So that was one of the things that we always used to play with as the group when our parents didn't want to tend to us. Okay, so I got two more questions for you for the favorites. I got favorite food.
Italian food. Anything Italian. My favorite is twice-baked ziti. Oh,
love it. It's like my mom makes like one of like the best lasagna that I've ever tasted. That's like one of my favorite things to eat. And pizza. I can eat pizza every day.
Oh, yeah. Pizza pizza the next day is awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
And here's one. Now you want pizza? We'll get it. When I come there on Thursday, we'll get pizza.
Okay.
Your favorite singer and or band?
Favorite singer and or band. I've said this one before, but I don't know too many people that have actually thought it, but Brett from Shinedown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's actually, you know, he does a lot of screaming. It's pretty aggressive, but he's actually very, very talented. His range is incredible, and just a lot of the stuff that he does melodically and his lyrics are just really, really cool. I mean, the list can go on and on, really, of my favorite singers and stuff. But, you know, I've been spent a lot of time listening to stuff like that.
Very cool. Yeah, I know what you mean. I could get into a conversation about my favorite bands and singers all day long. usually that's what we do at work.
Nice. It's a good day.
Yeah. And we're like, so, did you hear the new album by so-and-so? And we send links back and forth all day, yeah. It's like, guys, do you want to do some actual work here? Like, yeah, we're done.
At work? That's crazy talk.
Never heard of
working hard or hardly working?
Hardly working.
Well, my job is very easy. So I make websites.
Nice.
It's so easy. It's like sitting there. Desiree will call me, Jen, what are you doing? I finished all my work, I have anything to do.
Yeah.
Jen, it's like noon right now.
No.
So we actually have caller 718 that called back.
718?
Yeah, her area code. Area code. Okay. Oh, it's bored. 718?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
You're awesome.
That's awesome. I'm really sorry about before. I lost the call, so I had to call back.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I am incredible.
That's awesome. I absolutely loved you on American Idol, and my best friend is sitting right next to me. We both loved you on this season on American Idol. No problem.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I was just wondering, I don't know if you answered this before, but who is your biggest influence music-wise?
That was the long answer.
Sorry.
Oh, no, not at all. That's why I wanted to hang out and talk with you guys, if you had questions. Everybody always asks me, you've got to be tired of talking about American Idol, but, and, you know, I'm not. It's a lot of people are interested in how it works and all that stuff, so. I would say my biggest influences come from so many different areas that I grew up. My dad listened to classic rock and oldies, so I listened to that all the time. And I was born in West Virginia, so obviously country music was around constantly. You know, we had 800 country stations and 5 or 6 of the others. So I had country, and I listened to classical music. Rock, definitely. Listen to all it's pretty much everything. I think that's why, like I had said before, the style of music that I've come out with here after the show, I think I've heard a lot of feedback, people saying, you know, wow, I wasn't really expecting that. You know, from what I saw on the show, I think they might have expected something different. And, you know, like I said, the ballads came out first, so the first 3 songs that I have are kind of slow, but I'm more of an up-tempo kind of a songwriter, so those are definitely coming. I'm just trying to find the right ones.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to hearing more of you, so.
Oh, thank you. Thank
no
you.
No problem. You and my girls love you, and we definitely want to see you out more.
It's getting ready to happen. I'm in talks with a few different record companies right now, and I have to wait till my contracts are up with American Idol, and which is coming up here in a couple of months, and I'll be a free man, and I'll be able to go and do as I please. So I'm very, very excited.
Well, my best friend, she's going definitely to the tour, and I'm trying my hardest to come, so. On the tour.
Oh. Yeah, I bet that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, have a good night. Thank you so much for answering the questions.
Thank you, ladies.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Of course. Thank have you, a great guys. Night.
Oh, you too. Tell your friend I said hi.
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 Thank you, ladies. You're doing a great job with this show. We love it. We listen all the time.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye, you too. Wow, fans of the show. That's always nice to hear.
Nice.
Yeah, we mostly interview a lot of, we've had a lot of soap stars on our show.
Oh, okay.
So that's what
cool.
we do. So I, from watching you on Idol, again, we keep bringing up Idol. But you said that you drag race cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad and I had built and we race. It's a 1981 AMC Spirit, and I don't know if you know what that is, but if you saw the show, you see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just, it's an incredible ride. It's the 10-second car, and it's got computers in it, so where you come up to the line and you put your foot on the floor and you're holding this button and next in the console. And the first light that you see come on the tree, if you've seen drag racing, they have 3 lights that come down and then a green.
Mm-hmm.
So the first light that you see, you take your finger off that button and you grab the steering wheel, and the car is just sitting there revving up really high. And the computer counts down how many seconds are in between those bulbs if you let off as soon as you see it. And as soon as the light, it's actually before you actually see the green light, the car takes off. And you're just, it throws you in the back of the seat and pulls the front wheels off the ground for about 10 seconds. Or, well, I mean, the ride's 10 seconds. The wheels aren't in the ground 10 seconds, but, or in the air. But it's incredible. It's such a amazing experience.
Well, I know they have something like that at Disney where you can, like, do, like race cars and stuff like that, but I'm sure you don't go that fast.
Yeah, they're not quite that fast.
Yeah, I figured it's Disney. Can they possibly? Yeah, but that sounds like a lot of fun. That kind of sounds how my boyfriend drives. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he thinks he's a race car driver. He really does.
Oh really? But he's out on the street, huh?
Yeah, he's like, hold on, hang on, geez.
Oh yeah, I did that too. That's why we ended up, I think, drag racing. Of course, my dad's done it for years since he was a kid, and we built our first car when I was 14 years old, and it was a show car and a race car, but you could drive it on the street. It was street legal, but it was very, very, very fast, and I would take that thing to school, and as I pull into the parking lot, I mean, it was beautiful for one. I hated driving it around that much. I washed it like every day, but I'd bring it into the parking lot and set off every car alarm as I came in. I thought people knew I was there. It was the same color as our race car too.
Yeah, that's like him. He has a Camaro. He has a silver Camaro, and that's what he pretends he's a race car driver in. Driving down the highway.
As long as you're careful.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very good driver, so that's why I'm just kind of like, doesn't faze me at all. I was like, he's like, I'm going really fast now. I was like, go ahead. I was like, I'm tired, I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, you couldn't go to sleep in this car. For one, it's so loud, there's no way you could sleep, and your eyes get snapped to the back of your head when it takes off. So.
Oh, boy. So we have another caller. Okay, let's go, well, same area code as before. Area code 718.
Hi, Jen, it's Jacqueline.
Hello.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm actually Margie and Jen's friend. Margie's actually sitting across from me right now.
I love you guys.
We love you. Okay, my question is, Robbie, if you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
That's a good question. You know, I answered this question one time, and I don't know if a lot of people were like, hey, that's not fair because he's not alive anymore. But Elvis Presley, I would love to do kind of a rock, his, you know, rock, kind of rock music, a duet with him. That would just be incredible. But if I couldn't, which obviously can't, it would have to be Aerosmith, Steven Tyler.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be really cool. I can't wait till you come to New York.
Oh, thank you. Me either.
We're pumping to New York.
with that other question, I'd probably have to say, and my girlfriend loves country music too, and yeah, you know, I was just listening to a Keith Urban song, and I was just sitting there thinking, to do a song with him or do something, one of his songs, just kind of see how that would go. That would be awesome. Since my roots have kind of been drawn to country, and a lot of my family has told me, you know, you do so well in country music to do like a kind of a country rock kind of thing, like he kind of does.
Yeah,
he's really good. I love Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
All right, well, thank you so much, Jackie, for calling.
No problem. Thanks, Robbie. Bye, Jack.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, we have a family friend affair on this radio station.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, so Aerosmith is one of my favorite groups too. So, would you do one of their songs, or would you want to do a completely new song or something?
I would either or. I mean, they have great, great songs. Love their music, but to do something original, you know, something that collaborate with, that would just be perfect.
Well, you know, you kind of can do that duet with Elvis. You would have to do one of his songs, but you know, it's been done before.
Yeah, but I mean, literally. Him there.
Yeah, maybe we can build a time machine and we can go back in time, and then you can do one.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you get on that, and
I'm gonna get on that right now.
And I'll do it.
Okay.
All right, Desi, just. The genius that you are, you build up that time machine, and then...
This is why I'm not allowed to talk on the show very much.
No, you're come on.
Great.
You're the giggler. You giggle. Her nickname is the giggler.
Awesome. As long as we can bring an almanac in our time machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
No problem.
So, I read that you have a good luck charm, and it's a three-leaf clover that you wear around your neck.
Is
that your good luck charm?
My sister gave me that for Christmas, and she had her boyfriend is Irish, and she gave me that for Christmas. It was in my break in between going out to Hollywood. And there was a little story, you know, that she gave me saying that, you know, it's a three-leaf clover and the most common, you know, the four-leaf clover. And she told me that I was the fourth leaf to the clover, which made it complete. So that was my good luck charm. So I'm actually wearing it right now.
Oh, wow. So you're still under contract with American Idol?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's kind of a touchy subject. I can't really say much about it.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah, that just seems a little weird to me, though, but
well,
American Idol. Okay, we'll get off that subject now.
Oh, that's fun. No,
it just seems a little weird.
I'm not allowed to talk
about. Yeah, understandable.
But with that, yeah, it's once the season's over, they give the winner a chance to get their stuff together and get it out. So I mean, it's fair,
mm-hmm.
But it's kind of good. It allows me to get my ducks in a row before mm-hmm. I can release my stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Definitely. Well, I can't wait for your stuff to come out. Are you listening? Desiree is like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm just on Robbie's MySpace and listening to the song."
Yeah.
No, that's good. It's working.
Yeah, you definitely write good songs, and I can't wait to hear more of them.
She can't
Thank
wait.
You.
She really can't. She's she's so excited, and she's been so excited about this interview. You have no idea how much this means to her. You were, like, one of her favorites, so this is just awesome.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. I appreciate that.
I called her complaining, and I was like, I'm not watching Idol anymore. It. I'm
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Aw.
Because, actually, I have four favorites this year. I had you, Katie Malloy, Danny Noriega, and David Cook.
Mm.
And only one of you has made it.
One of them made it.
But, yeah, I just was like, I was like, why are all my favorites getting booted off? This is not fair. I was like, this is not my year of Idol.
I wish I could have gone a little further, you know, at the time. But looking back on it, it's actually kind of been a blessing in disguise. You know, I got a lot of publicity off of it, and I got a lot of people's attention. is aware, you know, it's really, really hard to do this on your own, you know, to go out, especially financially. It's very hard. And then, you know, there's so many bands out there that are doing the same thing and fighting, you know, fighting for that last spot in the record industry, they all think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get yourself noticed and get out there and make the right contacts. And it is a lot in who you know. And it's done great things for me. And looking back on it, if I had gone further, you know, I would have been kind of hindered in a lot of things that I would have been able to do. So that's kind of as far as I can go with that. But
yeah.
It would have hindered me on where I could have gone on my own, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And what made you decide to audition for American Idol in the first place?
I was in the Florida Keys, and I was working on a project down there with my father. And my mom had, because my dad owns a painting company,
mm-hmm.
and we were down there painting this house out on the beach, and we got to live in it for 2 weeks while we painted it, so it was perfect. One of his friends had a big old fishing boat, and we took that out a couple of times. And just one day, my mom calls up and said that, you know, the auditions for American Idol are in Miami, and they're tomorrow. And for years, my family and friends have told me, you should try out for American Idol. And I said, you know, it's not really my kind of show. That, you know, I was focused on the band that I was in and trying to get that kick in. And I just didn't really see how it would do anything for me. It just seemed like a different kind of show than what I was looking for. And then, you know, I saw Bo Bice did very well. And then Chris Daughtry went on there and did really well. So I saw, okay, well, this is kind of gathering attention for more rock artists that are coming through on this. And so my mom was like, just try it out, see what happens, can't hurt. You know, all they can do is say, no, you're not what we're looking for. So I was like, okay. So we loaded up in the truck and hauled over to Miami and sat through the 12.5-hour audition. And
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How long were you waiting online before? That was the whole thing, 12 hours? Or were you just waiting once you got inside?
The whole thing was about 12.5 hours. We waited outside from 3:30 in the morning until 9:30. And they waited till the sun came up. And if you saw when they came to Miami outside of the American Airlines Arena,
mm-hmm.
they had these aerial views of the line and all. So they were being filmed from a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to wait for the helicopters get there and for the daylight to come up and the right sunlight. And we're out there dying of a heat stroke, but they're passing out water, and they're really, really nice. But
you guys are like, just let us in.
I just want to do this. And I had kidney stones at the time. And they had just started kicking in really bad. And so I about wore that seat out there with my dad trying to keep me comfortable and everything. And I was like, oh, gosh, let's just go. And where they started in the sections and bringing everybody down, they started at the section left to me and went the opposite direction. I was one of the last sections to go.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, what luck is
horrible.
That? So, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking, but it turned out very good. I'm glad I did it, and, you know, it worked out really well for me. It's opened up some really, really good doors.
Yeah, and I know that there are some rumors going on around about the time that when you were on the show, and then Simon was questioning about you not being authentic, that you weren't authentic rock and stuff like that, and Randy too. And I'm sitting at home yelling at the TV going, Simon doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that was a little frustrating. And he was like, you don't have to take it so personally. And I'm like, how can
not take it personally? You know, you're questioning what I'm doing, and this is, you know, you're questioning me.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I went with it. I mean, it's like me telling him that well, you're not very English, you know.
Mm-hmm,
you're not
exactly.
Very European.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had about a 5 to 7 minute conversation on stage with him that they cut a lot out. And it kind of upset me because the bulk of what they cut out was, you know, my explanation for, you know, what I'm doing, which I didn't feel like I needed to give one, but he said, you know, you don't seem like the type that's played the grungy bars and all this stuff and has really paid their dues. And that's kind of where it set me off. And I said, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
This is all I've done for about 8 or 9 years. And when I did Boys and Girls United, that was a foot in the door for me. I never listened to pop music. I didn't know, you know, NSYNC hadn't came out yet. They were in Europe. And Backstreet Boys were here. I'd heard their name, but I'd never heard one of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up and asked me if I could sing, if I wanted to be in a group. So I thought, wow, you know, this could get me into the industry and you know, see what I can do with it. So, you know, I had long hair before. I cut it all off and spiked my hair up. And, you know, when we go into the recording studio, they sit there and tell you, we need you to sound as young as possible and to appeal to the younger girls and the younger crowd.
The teeny boppers.
Yeah, the teeny boppers. So, I mean, that to me, you know, I guess because I did that before, they just couldn't get that out of their mind that, you know, I used to sing pop, so, you know, am I a pop singer or a rock singer? And I told him, this is all I've done for 8 or 9 years was rock music, my, you know, what I listened to and what I wanted to do for a long time. And being a real band, you know, with backing musicians and everything. And, you know, I said, I've been in, rode in vans for like 5 hours to a show and played for 2 people, get paid $20, spend $300 while I'm out there, and sometimes sleeping in the van, you know, just so we could keep an eye on our equipment in the trailer, and we didn't have enough money to stay in a hotel. So, you know, I've done it the hard way, and, you know, we had some amazing shows, like we opened up for Shinedown out in Fort Myers, and, you know, we've had some really good opportunities, but, I mean, yeah, I think I've paid my dues, and I've worked very, very hard. So for somebody to tell me that they didn't think that was me just because from taking a look at me, and that was kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that ticked me off too. I was like, are you serious? You know, I mean, like, there have been heated arguments between the contestants and the judges, but, you know, it's all just... But anyway, I cannot believe that we've been talking to Robin for an hour already, and our time is almost up. We have a minute left, so I want to thank Robbie so much for coming on and talking with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Anytime.
Yes, and I would definitely look forward to your album and more to come for you. And I'm signed up for everything, so this way I get all the alerts.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I hope I get it out soon.
Yes, definitely.
Well, guys, I thank you very much for having me and sitting and chatting with me for a while. And, you know, I hope it was
oh,
good.
It was
I hope you
pleasure.
Had fun.
Definitely.
Oh, we had a blast. It was so much fun.
It was good.
And for everybody who's listening, this interview will be available for download on blogtalkradio.com/stardish about a half hour after our show ends.
If you have enough space on your computer for the whole interview.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so, so much, Robbie.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Girls, have a good night.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, I love him even more now.
Aww.
Another dream has come true. Okay.
Yes, it has. I'm so, so happy.
So, we have 15 seconds.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say goodbye. Desi,
okay, well,
thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow.
Jason Gearhart in General Hospital.
Jason Gearhart. I know. My first interview. Okay.
Yes, and you are going to do very, very well, and I am so excited about tomorrow night. We will have a great time, and we will get it all out of Jason about his fan club event coming up in July and everything. So.
Yes. Okay, Jen.
Yes.
As always, a pleasure.
Yes. And you have to get to work, Missy.
Yeah, I do. I will talk to you later.
All right. Good night,
everybody.
Good night. Bye.